This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Back Row and Chill with Johanna James on FUBAR Radio.
Happy Friday, everybody. It is time for Back Row and Chill. You're listening to FUBAR Radio. It's lovely and sunny outside in London, and I've just had a new brace fitted today, so I apologise for the amount of S's. I'm going to stutter my way through this show. But we've got a jam-packed show for you today. We're going to be talking all entertainment news. We're going to be announcing what movies are being made this year and the next. We've got some reviews. I've been watching a lot of movies and a lot of Netflix this week to tell you what is good, what is shit. I don't want you wasting your precious, precious time. And we've got lots of guests. We're going to be speaking to Coco Brown about her new show at the Roundhouse in London. Speaking of Purcell Ascot, all about his new show The Innocents on Netflix. It's coming out after the summer and it looks absolutely epic. We've also hopefully got some internet comedians coming in, Marvo and Ray. So yeah, we're just gonna get cracking on this show. I'm gonna start with my favorite songs ever by Paul Simon, called You Can Call Me Al. And the music video features Chevy Chase, one of my favorite actors. If you don't know who he is, then just Google him. He's one of the main guys from like the National Lampoon movies from the 80s. So go educate yourself on a bit of film history there. But that is how I'm linking why this song can be played on this show, because I like to play songs that are from my favorite soundtracks or movie trailers or whatever. So let's just crack on with one of my favorite songs. And if you don't feel summery by the end of this song, then I think you might need to see a doctor, because this is pretty much the summer anthem of my life. Here we go.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot at redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty.
Mm-hmm.
Are you feeling summery yet? Because I am. And we are going to go straight to our first guest because we've got our first guest, Purcell Ascot, on the phone. Let's see if technology will put us together on air. Let's have a look. Percy, are you with us?
Yo.
Yes, you are. It worked. I'm so impressed with technology. Thank you for coming on the show.
That's cool, man. Thanks for having me.
Now, for people who don't know who you are an actor and also one half of the Wall of Comedy empire. Let's say empire now, because it's more than just a Facebook page. It is an empire.
Thank you. Yeah, we're trying.
Which is crazy. And, well, you guys are always, you're busy. You're always in and out of the country doing everything. I'm kind of hard to place where you are most of the time. But so just run me through what you've been up to, because this year is going to be so big for you.
Oh, mate, where do I start? Currently, I've just finished doing a series on Netflix, and that is called The Innocents. And that is officially confirmed to drop on August 24th.
Oh, wait, in the summer? I thought it was later than that. That's amazing. August 24th.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Everyone's like finished their festivals.
Sorry, say again?
Everyone's finished the festivals and they're going to want to curl up and like watch something.
That's what we're hoping for.
It's
I know
time.
Carnival weekend is quite close to that. So at least we can just binge before Carnival and then everyone, you know, party and then get back to watching the show.
Exactly. Pilot, Carnival, back to it.
Exactly.
So The Innocents, what is that about?
Wow. Okay. So The Innocents is, it's about June's character. So June and Harry, and they are together. They're teenagers. They live in Yorkshire and they run away from their oppressive families to be together.
Ooh.
So they run away to London.
Romeo and Juliet.
And a bit like Romeo and Juliet. And they're derailed by like an extraordinary discovery that June has the ability to shapeshift. And
cool.
So these two lovers, they struggle to keep their innocent dream alive. And then we've got like a mysterious professor who promises to cure June and reunite her with her mum. And then Harry is going through his past experiences with his family and his dad. So ultimately, it's a story about family. It's about love. And on top of all of that, we've got this ability to shapeshift, which is a curse. So they can't actually control how to shapeshift. So
and
you're stuck in someone's body.
You play Harry, obviously, like the lead
and
guy.
I play Harry.
The lead guy. And so it's set in London, but where did you shoot it? Did you shoot it in London, in Yorkshire?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was set in, we did it in Yorkshire. So it was in Yorkshire for like, say, a couple of months, I think maybe about three. And then we were in Norway for a long period of time.
Cold,
so
right?
I got to see, got to see the lights and stuff, the Northern Lights, and just, like spend some time there. And then we was in my hometown, London, which was quite cool, because certain locations, I was like, hang on a minute, I've been here before. Oh, yeah, it was that night out I went on.
And now I'm filming here for a Netflix show. Oh, my God. Pinch
exactly.
me. Pinch me, babe. And so what was the audition process like? Because this is what you are doing is really inspirational, because you are one of, like, very few people who have managed to go from the internet to, like, Hollywood. You're, like, bridging that gap, which is amazing, because you're, like, cranking open the door, and that's kind of the hope of, that's the dream of everybody who does stuff on the internet, isn't it? They're like,
thank
what if
you,
we
man.
Could... So you're, like, one of the first ones through. Amazing. So what was it like auditioning and...
I mean, it was a really tough experience. I can't lie to you. You know, like even to any actors who are listening, like I went through 10 auditions, and it was over a time frame of say like 3-4 months, maybe.
Oh my God!
So you know that feeling you get, you know, when you're auditioning and you're like, okay, cool, this is the one. I just nailed that audition. And then to know that there's another one, and another, and another one, and another one. So, if anything, like I just took everything with a pinch of salt, and I just went into each room, and I just said to myself, you know what? Let me just do what I can do, and that's it, really. And just keep my head up. And fortunately enough, fingers and toes crossed, I got the role. So that was amazing. Plus, obviously, working, you know, the Wall of Comedy and doing what we're doing there, it's nice to kind of merge the two worlds together in terms of, you know, being a social platform and running that, producing content. And then now I'm, like, working with Netflix, which also are doing what we want to do. So it's also nice to be in the Netflix engine and family and just kind of, like, get to see what the secrets are.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you can tell us the secrets of the Netflix. I mean, maybe you can tell me off air. Yeah, just like totally link me up with that. And where were you when you found out you got the role? Because that's always like a bit of a life changing moment. Do you remember where
you
like on the toilet incredible. Or like what were you doing?
I wish I was in the toilet now. I mean, that would be a better story. But I was actually, so I went to a rehearsed reading for a different show. Yeah. So I went there and in the back of my head, I was like, okay, anytime soon, I'm going to hear back from Netflix. And we do the first act of this rehearsed reading. And then I get a call from my agent and I'm like, okay. So we have a break in the rehearsed reading and I pick up the phone, speak to my agent. And it's that moment that they tell you the news and your heart's just beating out of your chest and you can't contain yourself. And I was literally in the corner of this room with like 30 other people watching me going crazy. And then I had to like, you know, calm myself down, get composure and get back to my seat and just continue with that rehearsed reading. But I just remember calling my mum as soon as I left that venue and calling, yeah, all my friends and family who were supporting me and just, yeah, like going, we did it. We made it. We got the role.
Mum, I've made it. I'm on Netflix. That's mental. And yeah. And so with like The Wall of Comedy, so if anyone's listening yeah. and you want to check out like what is that? So it started off with Mandem on the Wall. And you were doing like, was it YouTube sketches actually first?
Yeah, so we did like, well, it was, we would look at them like episodes. So we actually were trying to do a TV show, but just on YouTube. Because we were doing that because we felt as though there weren't enough TV shows that had the references that we wanted to see.
Yeah.
So we just thought, you know what, let's just make it ourselves.
Absolutely.
And we got a camera, got some dodgy sound and just made it happen.
But you guys are actually so ahead of your time because now, like a few years later, the internet is turning towards episodic content and everyone's wanting, and like platforms are wanting people to make episodes of characters and things.
Yeah.
So you guys were like way ahead.
But I feel
of
like it's more like a cycle thing. I feel like it's like a full circle because even before us, we had like, there's guys called Shabrak and the Mandem. There was Jazzy, Hamza, Ace Weezy, so all of these guys that were doing content before us, they were already kind of setting that blueprint. And if anything, I feel like we've gone to that place where with content, it was like bite-sized, like a minute to 2 minutes. And now audiences want to see like longer form. So if anything, it's just about, like, I guess, adapting with the times and just trying to like basically evolve with what's going on. And hopefully, you know, people keep enjoying what we do.
For sure. And
yeah.
So that's what you've done. This is what you're doing. What in the future, like, can you give us any kind of little insights into what you're up to or what you're auditioning for? What's going on in the industry?
The secrets.
Yeah,
all the secrets. I can tell you more about the Wall of Comedy. And we're just looking to keep pushing the platform. You know, our biggest dream was to create a network in which would employ talent in front of the camera and behind the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue to try and be a revolution within the whole TV and you know, film department. So we're going to keep creating content. We're going to build our own a platform in which maybe people can subscribe to and basically model around Netflix. And we've got content that we're going to make in America now. So we've got some stuff set over there. We want to work with more talent and just basically amplify everything we're doing currently and to take it to a bigger level. And then with acting, as well as the Netflix project I've got going on, we did this thing called Sharrow Story, which is on YouTube. And we did part one of this, which is like a musically narrated short film, which did, I think, maybe about 2 million hits within a week. So,
and that was on YouTube, isn't it?
So say again?
Was that on YouTube, the 2 million hits?
Yeah, that's on YouTube.
Because that's hard.
Yeah,
if you get a million hits on YouTube, that's like gold, like whoa.
Yo, we was like, this is, that was incredible. So we're looking to do part two, shooting it very soon. So hopefully, you know, we can kind of get the same results there. But we're just going to keep creating. We're just going to keep have fun and keep creating.
I love it. And I just want to also shout out again, because we've got people who are listening to the show who maybe want to get involved. And one thing that you guys do at Wall of Comedy really well is that you get people involved. So your chat nights, what's it called? Chit chat?
So
yeah, you have nights where you get people who are interested in the industry or already work in the industry, and it's like genuine networking.
Exactly. Yeah, I guess like a big thing with us is that ultimately, end of the day, we would like to create like the solution to the problem. So if we can create a night called Chit Chat in which we can invite down people in front of the camera, behind the camera, and just basically help facilitate people meeting, and hopefully people can work together. So we do that once a month down at our office or at a venue within Shoreditch at Old Street, and just, yeah, like, we just have fun with it and get some, which is really cool. We get people to come and, you know, we interview people who have been in the industry.
Yeah, for sure.
And in fact, I need to get you down for the next one.
Oh, thank you.
Make that happen.
For sure. I came down to one of the last ones and it was so good. I met some people that I, because they were some creators who were actually based in Birmingham, like Sideman and T1 Official. And like we connected at that and were like, oh, we should make some content together. So we've been working on content. Yeah. And I would never have probably crossed paths with them if it wasn't for your event. So I'm like, yeah. So people can go and check out Wall of Comedy on like Instagram and Facebook, and they can find out where all these things are and get involved.
Yeah, exactly. Get involved. Just check out our Instagram at the Wall of Comedy, Facebook, the Wall of Comedy. You'll find any of the like latest information of what we're doing.
All the stuff that's going out. Oh well, Percy, thank you so much for speaking with us. And The Innocents on Netflix, August 24th. Did I get that right? Don't remember that.
Yeah, you got it right. The trailer is out. So yeah, go check out the trailer. Let me know what you think.
It's
and yeah,
it.
Hopefully people enjoy it, man.
Okay, all the best with that. Right. Have a fabulous weekend, whatever you're doing.
Thank you.
Taralov. Oh my God, what a legend. I love that boy. He's heading for Hollywood and hopefully he's going to take me with him. Thank you very much. Right, before we move on to our next guest, I think it's time for another song because I just feel it in my bones. So we're going to go for a bit of Kanye West because it's a bit of an old one, but you know what? Like, throwback Thursday, and even though it's Friday, like, well, yeah, fuck it.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop? I spit it through the wire, man. There's too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I gladly risk it all right now. It's a life or death situation, man. Y'all don't really understand how I feel right now, man. It's your boy Kanye Titter. Shottown, what's going on? Yeah, I drink a boost for breakfast, an insure for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just sip the scissor. That right there could drive a sane man berserk. Not to worry, Mr. Ace to the Idols back to wizard. How do you console my mom? Or give her light support? Telling her son's own life support. And just imagine how my girl feel. On the plane, scared as hell that a guy looked like Emmett Till. She was with me before the deal, she been trying to be mine. She a Delta, so she been throwing that dynasty sign. No use me trying to be lying, I've been trying to be signed. Trying to be a millionaire, how I use two lifelines. In the same hospital where Biggie Smalls died. The doctor said I had blood clots, but I ain't Jamaican, man. Story on MTV and I ain't trying to make a band. I swear this right here, history in the making, man. I really apologize to everyone right now if it's unclear at all, man. They got my mouth wired shut for like, I don't know, the doctor said like 6 months.
You made me want to get in an accident. Grab it on. Round about my broke arm. Without an arm, I spit.
I'm still here for y'all right now, man. This is what I got to say right here, though. Yeah. Turn me up, yeah. What if somebody from the shadow was ill? Got a deal on the hottest rap label around. But he wasn't talking about coke and birds. It was more like spoken word. Except he's really putting it down. And he explained the story about how blacks came from glory and what we need to do in the game. Good dude, bad night, right place, wrong time. In the blink of an eye, his whole life changed. If you could feel how my face felt, you would know how Mace felt. Thank God I ain't too cool for the safe belt. I swear to God, drive a 2-1 or 2. I got a lawyer for the case to keep us in my safe. My dogs couldn't tell if I looked like Tom Cruise on Vanilla Sky. It was televised. It's been an accident like Geico. They thought I was burned up like Pepsi did Michael. I must got an angel, cause look how death missed his ass. Unbreakable, what you thought they call me, Mr. Glass? Look back on my life like the ghost of Christmas past. Toys R Us where I used to spend that Christmas cash. And I still won't grow up. I'm a grown ass kid. Swear I should be locked up for stupid shit that I did. But I'm a champion, so I turn tragedy to triumph. Yeah. Make music that's fire, spit my soul through the wire. Woo.
You know what I'm saying? When the doctor told me I was gonna have to have a plate in my chin, I said, dog, don't you realize I'm never making on a plane now? It's bad enough I got all this jewelry on. She can't be serious, man.
Kanye. Got some big moves to show you, I'm telling you. What's up? You know that I'm the newest member of the Rockefeller team. And I'm the
James on FUBAR Radio.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio. It is Back, Row and Chill. I've been joined by my co-host today. Welcome. Welcome to the studio. Dear.
Thank you very much for having us.
There we go, guys.
Woo! We are here.
It's
Mark
Ray. Yes, sir. So, who are you? And let's introduce yourselves to the audience. Your first time on FUBAR Radio.
Go on. All right.
It's taking both your virginities at the same time.
Yeah, maybe. Two for one. It's Ray. You can find me on Instagram on Tarkar Show, who, aka the captain, aka the boy, aka the kid. We here, baby.
Aka
we
late.
But we here, baby. We here.
And it's Marvo 94. Find me on Instagram at Marvo 94.
Let me guess, were you born in 1994?
No,
I just faked my age, actually.
No way.
I used to fake my age.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, when I was younger, I used to fake it to be older, and then now I fake it to be younger.
Honestly, I swear to God, I never knew your age for so long. So many people how old is Johanna? I didn't know.
Is this like a trending thing on Twitter? I was like, how old is Johanna James?
So many people a few people have asked me. It's quite ambiguous.
Am I confusing
tell.
People?
Ah, yeah, she's an enigma.
Oh. Yeah, how old do you think I am?
I thought you were about 24.
Oh, that's a good I like him. Cool. Yeah, I like him. When I get ID'd.
I thought 32, maybe towards the 40 range, I didn't quite know.
Get out. Literally get out. When I get ID'd, I'm like, thank you. Seriously, thank you. And if I go into a bar and I'm just order something and they just give it to me, I'm like, excuse me.
Well, you should be doing your job.
Excuse me. Clearly, do not do the looking under 25 policy here, because I clearly look under 25 and I get really annoyed. But oh well. I don't know. I think it's. I've got quite a looking young family. We all look quite young.
Oh yeah,
it's lucky to have.
Yeah. Better than looking old.
Yeah, for real.
Someone's like, oh, are you 50? No, I'm 21. No. Never gone on a sunbed. No, I lie. I went on once. Once I went on a sunbed. Have you guys ever been? That's a stupid question.
I was really about to ask that.
The amount of melanin in here. Yeah. I'm going to be on a sunbed.
Oh, my goodness. This is El Natural, baby.
I don't know.
El Natural.
You might like to be a darker shade. I don't know.
Nah, to be honest, I just tan 5 times a week. That's why I look like.
Yeah, he's actually a Middle Eastern white person, isn't it? Yeah, I see.
But I don't know. Well, I'll explain to you, because obviously you've not been. But tanning beds are the weirdest things. I went in a standing up one.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I don't know if you've ever seen in Friends when Ross goes for a tan.
Yeah.
And literally you get in, and then it's starting in 3, 2, 1, and you just feel like a knob because you're naked and standing into this machine, and then suddenly it comes on, and then I forgot to put my goggles on.
Oh no.
And I know that it blinds you if you look at it, so I was stumbling around trying to find my goggles with no eyes open and stuff, and yeah, you don't want to touch it because it burns you. It was just very stressful. I was like, it's not worth it. I'll just stay pale. It's cool.
So what happened then? Did you find the glasses or did
I
you
found
go
the
blind?
Glasses. I found the glasses, put them on, and then you're just there, and then you're like, well, this is boring.
How long did you stand there for?
I went for 6 minutes.
6 minutes just standing there, just butt naked, just
yep, just arms out, buzzed, thinking to myself that I felt like an idiot, and then I was like,
bit of time to yourself.
I was like, what happens if there's a fire alarm? What do I do? Just run outside, half turned. Yeah, it was weird, and then it started to feel like you're on holiday. I was like, in my mind, I'm gonna go to my mind place, and because it just felt like hot sun, and I was like, I could feel it. I'm on the beach, and I was getting there, and then it was like, we finished. Back on Bromley High Street.
Nice.
Great.
Nice.
Right. Well, before we chit chat a little bit more about you guys, because you guys are kind of online comedians. That's where I know you guys from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's also stand up comedian.
Yeah.
As well for you, Ray. Do you do stand up?
Well, no, I'm actually writing at the moment to do it. Yeah.
No!
So Ray recently started his like first stand up. I would say about how long ago?
Like a month. Yeah, about a month ago. I'm on like my third show now.
I saw your third show last night.
What did you think?
It was good. Really physical.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, everyone's unique and stuff, but I definitely, like, when you get into your, like, physical comedy, you're like a new Chris Tucker.
Stop it. No, say some more.
No, it was great. And I was kind of watching from the side, so it's great. So I could see you on stage, and I could also see all the audience, and they were, like, lapping it up. And it's quite an intimate venue where we were. Which I think maybe you might be a bit more nervous than like thousands of people.
Because thousands of people
are like little bugs and you can't really see what they are.
But my first show I did, there was a lot more people.
And yeah, at the same.
Truth be told, I was kind of crapping myself before I got on. But once I got on and I looked out, the lights were just in my face. I couldn't see anyone. And that made it a little bit easier.
You're just talking to yourself. Yeah. Do you practice like in your room on your
own? In front of the mirror, come on.
Yeah, well, you have to go through your material and whatnot, so yeah.
I would love to see that. You're just talking to your mirror.
Just talking to myself.
I can hear the applause. Amazing. Right, okay, we're going to pop to a song and then we're going to speak to you because we've got a lovely lady guest. Coco Brown. So we're going to go speak to her. On this show, I like to play songs from musicals, movies, soundtracks, trailers, whatnot. I went to see School of Rock, the musical.
Okay.
Have you seen School of Rock, the movie?
I've seen the movie.
With Jack Black.
Yeah.
So they turned it into a West End musical and a Broadway musical.
Okay.
And I happened to see both, one when I was in New York and one here. Brilliant.
Yeah.
So they've made the movie. And what's impressive about this show is that all the kids kind of run the show, and the kids perform, sing all their instruments live every night on every show.
Wow.
It's like super impressive. And the guy who plays Dewey Finn, it's Jack Black. It's brilliant. He's brilliant. Nice. So we're going to play one of my favorite songs from the musical called Stick It to the Man, School of Rock. Classes now in session.
James on FUBAR Radio.
Right, we are halfway through Back Row and Chill. If you're still with us, thank you. And if you've just joined us, well, hey, I'm Johanna James and I'm joined today by...
Hello, there's Ray.
And it's Marvo.
And we've got our second guest on the show, so a huge welcome to Coco Brown. Welcome.
Hi.
Okay.
You get an applause as well, babe.
Coco. Thanks.
Of course you do.
Can I do that? Can I call you Coco?
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. It's encouraged.
Great.
If you want, though.
I'm with you.
Stick with that now. You can't change it.
Oh, don't worry. I'm with it. I was with it before I even asked you, so it's all good.
Is that your real name?
Yeah, it's the name that everyone calls me. my birth name is Kareen, and it's spelled K-O-R-E-I-N. But when you ever try and say it in a club or, you know, when you're like networking, you're like, hi, my name's Kareen. And they're like, Kareena? Corinne. And you're like, no, babes. And you know what's easy? Coco. K-O-K-O. Yeah.
But I love that name.
Same letters.
That's a really nice
name. I'm called Johanna with an A. Everyone's like, Johanna? Are you Swedish?
Yeah, I got Johanna.
So it's like, just J. J-J is like, yeah, I know, people. Do you know what? I kind of like really envied kids when they were called just like, Emma.
Emma.
Jane.
Sally.
I just want a normal name.
Yeah.
But yes, so kind of exciting times. You have got a show on at the Roundhouse, Camden.
Yes. Yeah, I do. At my home. That's like my home venue.
Oh, you're from the north?
I love, yeah. Born and raised in Kilburn. I was about to do Gunfingers and I'm like, no.
I would have been with it.
Politically correct. cool. So how did that happen? And also, what is the show about?
How did it happen? It happened because I've been working with the Roundhouse for like 2 years, started kind of creating a little bit of work with them and said to them, look, I really want to make this show about being mixed race because there's not much about that. Support me. And they were like, yeah, sure. And I was like, great. This is what I need. And like, that's all. That's exactly how it happened. I told them what I needed. And yeah, they like just did it. They just did it and then did some more. And yeah, they're great. And so the show's called White, like the colour, and it's about being mixed race. It's about being a mixed race black woman and just identity and stuff like that, full of spoken word and vocal looping. So, yeah, like the stuff that Ed Sheeran does.
That's awesome.
But also the stuff that, like, some other great vocal loopers, like Grace Savage, who's a beatboxer.
I find that magic. Like, I've seen people do that with their little boxes, and I don't understand how it works. So for me,
That's cool.
I'm just like, oh, press the buttons, and I can hear four of them. And,
You're going to have to come into my studio and play.
This is yes.
That's what it is. Yeah, we'll do like skill swap.
Let's do it.
Teach me how to say words on the radio well. And I'll teach you how to say words into a machine well.
That's not something I can do, but okay, we can see. Oh my God, so like, can you just take, yeah, because you can take stuff. Have you seen the movie Baby Driver?
No.
Oh, because he does that. He always recording stuff. Like, he records stuff he hears and he goes back home and he puts it in his little box. And then
he makes music out of it. It's quite cool.
And he loops it. And it's like, yeah, it was great.
I love that. I'm all about electronic, like, weird music that you can create out of things. And
computer music.
Yes, computer music. I'm just a nerd who happened to do theatre and music. Like, that's what it is.
Where did you study theatre?
No, I never studied theatre in, like, drama school. Like, I never went to drama school.
In my room in the mirror.
Yeah, boom. You know, I did the performing arts BTEC, all of that classic stuff.
Oh, yes.
And then I was like, you know, theatre and like going to auditions is really soul destroying because there's a lot of, because I'm back then I used to be a brown girl with dark curly hair, so like textbook mixed race chick. And so there'd be 1,000 other mixed race chicks who look just like that in the same room and you're like, wow, there is no difference between us except maybe, like, you know, how we say a word. And so I was
a universal, I don't know if you guys find that in auditions, but like, I've gone in for an audition and you're feeling pretty confident. You're like, oh, I think I've got this. I think I can do this. And you go in there and there is literally just 12 carbon copies of you. And you feel so, I'm like, oh, there's just like 12 blonde girls. Great.
Yeah. So I decided that I was like over that. So I was like, I'm going to start making my own work because, you know,
yeah,
it's fuck the system.
I didn't go that far. I remember at drama school, I kept getting mistaken. I had brown hair then, and I kept getting mistaken for some of the other girls on the course. And I was like, I don't look like her. So like a day before we did our final showcase in front of all the agents and everything, I dyed my hair bright ginger. So like,
yes,
I was the only one.
Yeah,
I was just like, fuck this bitch.
I bet all the other brunettes were like, fuck.
I wish I had thought it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so there was just like a sea of brunettes and then me, like the ginge at the front. And, it was good, I got an agent.
Amazing.
Hopefully not. Just because of the agent.
Started putting you up for ginger rolls, yeah.
I need to start changing my hair to do that now.
Yeah, I recommend it. Everybody turn ginger and you stick out.
Okay.
Snap. You stick out. I also got a bit of heckling and abuse. Weirdly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was either like people either love it, like loads of guys being like, oh, you're such a fiery redhead, meh. And you're like,
what was that guy voice like? What was that?
Okay, well, you're guys, so you don't understand, but that is so, like,
hashtag related.
Hashtag related. Yeah, or people were really negative and, like, shouted, like, ginger bitch.
Okay.
Fair play. Okay. This is, I mean, it's the same guy that said both of them. I was very confused.
One guy heckling from the crowd.
I was like, do you like it? Do you not like it? What do I do? Okay, cool.
He was indecisive, you know, he couldn't pick.
So, with this show, so it's like one woman.
Yeah, it's a solo show.
Yes, queen.
It's just me talking about like my struggles and stuff. It's just me and my loop stations, just talking about being mixed race and being a mixed race black woman and kind of exploring all of that in a fun way.
Cool.
Well, you know, just the way that I would do it, really.
And where's your heritage from, both sides? What's your
My dad is Jamaican and my mum is Irish.
Nice.
So
Irish Jamaican.
I'm an Irish Jamaican. Yeah, absolutely. I've never been to either island. So island being island, island,
the island, island, the island, and the other Jamaica, island.
Yeah, never been either of those places. But I think both of those will be such an experience.
Yeah. I mean, I recently I wanted to find out like my like genealogy because you can now, the technology's there. So I did that thing where you like do a DNA test, and I've sent my sample off, and you have to spit like quite a lot. I thought it would be just like seriously.
It's not a swab.
No, it's not a swab.
I thought it was a swab.
It's literally you get like a test tube, and then there's a line, and it's like fill it up to there, make sure it's all spit, no bubbles. I was there. Like at first, I was like, okay, I can do this. Okay. And then after a few minutes, I was like hacking into this thing, and then I was like. I had dry mouth. I was like, there's nothing left.
I've got nothing.
I got nothing left for you, man. You completely sucked me dry. And yes, I've set it off.
I've got nothing left.
But they're going to send it. Yeah, they send it off, and it has to go around the world. It has to go to the Netherlands and then the actual labs in like LA or something.
No.
Yeah, and then they're going to send it back to me in a few weeks. But I'm going to get a full genealogy of where all my ancestors are from, all over the world.
That is sick.
I'm hoping for something a little bit tropical. And yeah, and if they also at the same time do like a full medical history thing, and I had to sign a waiver to say that I had to accept what I was going to find out about myself, because they tell you like the likelihood of you getting Alzheimer's, the likelihood of you getting breast cancer, which is all good things to know.
No, thank you.
Good things to know, because then you can like you can prep yourself and get some steps. But they were like, you have to understand the psychology behind knowing this. Like if you are in the top bracket of maybe getting this or maybe getting that.
I didn't make it sound so depressing finding about yourself.
Like, no, it's like Anya, would you like to know when or how you would die?
No.
Because that's what that sounds like. Would you like to know when or how you would die?
I'd be curious. I'm a very curious man, so I would.
Yeah, but once you look, you can't unlook.
Yeah, you can't unlearn then, what you have learned.
Yeah, but then I'll just change it, you know. I'll find a different way to die.
No, because that's how it is. You can't change
I don't think that's how it works.
No. Maybe like one of those films where like you end up causing your death because you find out about it, and then you do everything you can.
Final destination.
It's not final destination.
Exactly. Oh, damn it.
So what do you hope you are? What do you think you are?
What, like genetically?
Yeah.
I think that I've got probably like some Scandinavian or something, because when I went to Iceland, everyone was talking to me in Icelandic, and I was like, dude, I'm English, I don't know. But thank you, because everyone in Iceland's hot.
I mean, right?
So
what
I was
is
like,
in the water there?
I was so honoured. I was like, oh my God. Yes. I think, I have a feeling I've got some sort of like Asian, because naturally my hair is dead straight and black, and I have like one eye that has got like a kind of hood in the corner, and one eye that isn't. And I noticed it when I was a kid, and I remember looking at it and going, why have I got like one Asian eye and one not? You guys are looking at me now.
Yeah,
like,
I'm staring.
Which
now.
Is
well,
your
I'm
eye sure. So I'd be really interested to know if I have any that side of the world in any of my genealogy.
I'm sure.
And of course I want to be a little bit from Wakanda, so you know. I'm hoping
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever. One can hope. Yeah, so I'm let you guys know. I'll do probably on the show, or maybe I'll open it on the show.
Oh,
that'd be crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Love the 1% big reveal. Indian, what?
Like what is it? Demi Lovato's like 1% African.
Yeah,
like she didn't want to think. She's like 1% African. Now she's bringing out all these like African.
Now she's repping Wakanda, isn't it?
But do you know that Demi Lovato, like, have you seen original Demi? Like, she's paler than me. She dyes herself.
She's fully, like, look, Google original pictures. Oh, no, not Demi Lovato. Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, I've seen those.
Ariana Grande is like...
She makes sense.
Demi Lovato is Italian. Ariana Grande is Italian. I only found that out today.
Yeah, but she's got that kind of look to her. You wouldn't surprise me where she's from, to be fair.
True.
She doesn't look
True.
Like 100% like Caucasian or anything.
Well, but she does in her old pictures.
Yeah. If you look in, like, Victorious and stuff, like, just before that.
Okay, Victorious. Come through.
Yeah, that kind of the whole backlog. Okay, we've got a fan in here. All right.
Oh, actually, it was a second album, actually, guys, while you're here, I just like bringing up old school TV references. I've got a little game I'd like us all to play.
Okay.
Are we ready for this? Okay, yeah. It's called Guess the Disney Lyric Challenge.
Okay.
I didn't mean to let out that.
Marvin's
I tried to
this.
Hold it in.
Marvin is going to win this.
Okay.
Probably not.
Let's play this. Right.
Am I out? Because apparently Marvin's going to... Am I out? Do I not get to play? Because
no, of course you get to play. But Marvin is a serial Disney fan.
We'll see about that.
What are you getting this
from? He'll lie about it, but he knows it all back to front.
Wow.
Oh my God, Marvin.
Mm. You're exposing yourself left, right and centre.
No, I love it.
This is not true. I'm telling you that.
It's very true.
This is what Zoe 101. Don't lie. Like, it's okay.
No, listen, Zoe 101 was... But don't,
see,
don't,
see, he's don't. The one who does
I mean,
that,
no. My sister told me that it was bad. I've never watched it myself.
Oh
personally.
God, you guys are so young. So, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. All these shows over my head.
Zoe 101. Can we kick her out, please?
It's my show.
Exactly.
Okay. Right. Give me
okay.
Disney.
Let's do this. Let's try and play this. Okay.
Laughing time is over.
So what's going to happen? They're going to play a song and they're going to cut the music, and we've got to continue singing it. Okay, if not, just make up the lyrics. This could be really jokes. Let's give this a little go.
I'm not going to be good at this, Ray.
Okay, let's give it a little go.
Tranquil as a forest, but the fire within.
Damn.
Once you find your center, you are sure to win.
No, you're like cheating.
Yes, we got it. That's like 2 points for the girl.
You didn't even see it. You didn't even see it.
We did.
They did.
We sung it.
Under the sea, fly us and eat us in fricassee.
Mate, I need the music. You know the lyrics.
You want us to see us
under the sea? I'm there.
Don't like to cook the seaweed and the hook.
Prince Ali, fabulous he,
Ali Ababa.
Hey, Go on, get one for the boys.
I'll for the boys. Go on, man.
Men waited, you'll see.
Go on, man. Get one for the boys.
Come I'm
on,
not getting this one.
Come on, man.
Now try your best to stay calm.
Brush up your Sunday salam.
Come and meet me. Coco's on, rocking
right,
it, man.
Chorus.
I told you.
That's the wrong one. This is a lie.
You get me guessing. I'm nodding and I'm yesing.
I mean, that's what funny. Is oh that God. From?
It's from Coco.
Oh, is it?
Oh, I've not Coco. Seen Coco.
I've never seen.
Loco, loco, loco.
I've not seen.
Oh, yeah, I have seen this actually.
I have seen it with Coco.
He's the guy that's the guitar, like, plays the guitar.
Standing straight back at me. When will my ring back at me?
Yes, Queen. Ray, have you got one?
I've kind of got this one.
Go on, Ray, go on, go on.
Put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Yeah, I got that one. I got the bibbidi
bobbidi. Come on, give us a point. That's a point. That's half a point.
What, you said bibbidi
bobbidi
boo?
Yeah, half the lyrics.
Train like always, the same old bird and cross the cell.
We need to brush up on our
every
Disney
morning,
now,
just the same. It's like the morning that we came to this born revengeful town. Good morning, Belle.
Good morning, Monsieur. We're like impressing you right now.
Wow,
we're freaking
I'm actually
you out.
Impressed. Yeah, a little bit pizza, a little bit impressed.
All those Disney auditions. This, Kirk,
I've never had such okay. Simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. Yeah, man, I mean the bare necessities of Mother Nature's recipes.
I mean the bare necessities.
Come on, Ray, go on, go on.
Bare necessities.
Hey. Just the bare necessities.
Remix, come on.
Oh, come on, man.
You are people.
Tell her this,
people.
This is unfair.
Pocahontas, think like you.
Marvin, you know what I'm
saying. This came out when I was born. Of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew you never.
The girls are cheating.
Yeah,
the girls are clearly.
We just cheating.
Play having
there
is Clary lyrics on the screen.
I can see the lyrics on the screen, man.
Oh wait, we got Google here.
Okay, ready.
Aladdin, sir, what would your pleasure please? Wait, take your order, jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me.
God damn.
You guys are shit, sorry.
Really, what happened in your childhood?
You know this. No, go on, bro. Go on. No, you know it.
No, this is
you've watched this about 5 times.
Anymore. Please open the door. Oh, Jew.
I started talking to the pictures on the wall.
Hang in there, Joan.
Well, I didn't even know the ugliest line. Damn.
Just make it up, man.
Hang in there, mate.
Make it up. And go.
Santa Claus is coming down, coming down, coming down. My fair lady.
Something shower drain, cleaning out the toilet.
What the hell? You guys literally said that word for word exactly the same.
Did you watch this before they came here?
Wow, it's mad. I mean, there's a connection here. I don't know what's going on with this dynamic.
Marvin's letting the team down. I've got half a point. Where's your point, Dan?
There's a set of demand necessities.
Yeah, I've got half a point.
I got that.
All right, go on, boys. You take this one.
Yeah.
That's all yours. Spit some bars.
Yes. I don't
feel
know what
it,
you're saying.
So
nearly.
It's close.
Go on, Ray. Go on, Ray. Hit this one.
I'm regressing so well.
And almost kind. And he was mean and he was coarse and refined. Now he's sweet and so unsure.
I wonder why I never felt it there before.
Wow, DC definitely didn't go out when they were young.
Yeah, just trust me, stayed in front of the TV.
Okay. Well, I can say that we absolutely won that
just,
round.
Just smashed it. Like, by like one point. By like one point. Like,
no,
it was a
we won
one.
It fair and
tight.
Square.
It was like head to head.
Sorry, girls win.
They had the
win.
Lyrics on the screen, we didn't, so I guess we won.
We won.
I want the world to know.
Oh.
You know the lyrics to this one, to Diana Ross, but not but not any of those.
It's Diana.
The Disney classics.
Diana,
all right, chill. Well, Coco, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank
this
you
is
for
like,
inviting
I mean,
me.
It's like we rehearsed that or something.
I mean,
this is brilliant.
Basically,
yeah, you
I mean, I'm feeling like
show
number two. Show
number two.
Maybe be like a two-girl show.
Do this. Just do a Disney show.
The Disney Guess the Lyric show. On a loop.
On a loop. Oh my god.
Literally, put the loop in.
So thank you so much for having me.
That's great.
Hopefully, I'll see you on the 23rd at the Roundhouse.
Roundhouse. I'm gonna say if people want to find you and see your show, that's where it's gonna be.
Yeah.
The Last Word
Festival
at the Roundhouse on the 23rd of June.
Lots of other really great shows happening. Mine's in there on the 23rd.
But we want to see yours. We want to see yours.
Be there or like cry a thousand tears. Or find me on the social medias at the Coco Brown, KOKO Brown, like the colour.
At the Coco Brown.
Okay.
Go-go. Oh my gosh, I need
see
a
you
jingle.
Up now.
Next show, we'll have a jingle for me. We're going to make some jingles. It's been a productive show. Right, I'm going to go for a little bit of Ed Sheeran now, because this is a bit of a remix of a classic Ed Sheeran, but I'm loving it. So this is Thinking Out Loud.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling, I will be loving you till 70. Baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. When my head's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name, when my hands don't play strings the same way,
I know you will still love me the same. Cause honey, your soul could never grow old, it's evergreen. Baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory.
Actually got the mic to come back on at the exact second. I love it. I shook my hand.
Well, get that smooth. Shook her own hand.
I shook my own hand because sometimes I really mess it up. I'm just winging it. I'm just winging the whole show. There's a lot of buttons here. If you can't see what I'm looking at, but there's like a whole space station of buttons.
Plethora.
And I only know how to touch about three of them.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, right. Okay, guys, it is time for the entertainment news.
Oh right.
On Back Row and Chill. Okay, this is a little bit news about what's going on in the world of entertainment, so film, TV, social media. Right, what's going on? What's happened? Right, so Star Wars.
Yeah.
They've just released a new Solo movie.
Yeah,
Han Solo.
Yeah,
so I went to see that. Solo, one of my own. It's like one ticket for Solo.
Solo for Solo.
Solo, please. It's a Solo for Solo. And I mean, it was all right, but I found myself looking at my phone, which is always a bad sign.
Oh, no.
When you're watching a movie and you look at your phone, it's like, oh, I got bored, didn't I? Whoopsie. Which is a shame because I love Star Wars. Are you guys Star Wars fans?
Yeah, I like it. I like the recent ones. I never really watched I've watched like one of the old ones.
The old ones.
But
wait, how old? Because some old and then some old.
The old.
The ancient ones.
The ancient
yeah,
ones.
From ancient
from
ones.
The 80s.
Where the CGI looks like I did it.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of all of them. So the new ones come out, but it's kind of been a bit of a commercial flop, which is a shame.
I know.
But there's been some other stuff in the news about Star Wars that's come up because somebody did a little bit of maths and they found that in the original, the old ancient Star Wars, there is 386 minutes for that trilogy. That's what it will take you to watch them all.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 minute of that 386 minutes is given to women to talk.
Oh, really? 1 minute?
1 minute.
No way.
That's not Princess Leia. 1 minute.
Right.
Out of all the whole trilogy. So they've been trying in the new movies to like get more women talking on the thing. But then there's been this whole thing because there's a lady called Kelly Marie Tran and she played, did you see The Last Jedi?
Yeah.
The last Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I have seen it. Let me try and remember that.
Okay, so Kelly Marie Tran, she played the kind of badass Chinese lady.
Oh, yeah.
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 So she's been on Instagram. She's actually had to leave Instagram because of trolling.
No
so
way.
Some serious trolls have just been attacking her recently, being racist, being sexist, and she decided
what for?
Just being racist and sexist. I was saying she shouldn't have had the role.
What?
And somebody re-edited the Star Wars movie, and they took out all the women.
Some people are
it was like a chauvinistic edit. It was like 46 minutes long, and they took out Rey, the girl. They took out Kelly Marie Tran. So she's actually left Instagram, and so has Daisy Ridley, because she was getting some harsh comments as well. And you guys are based mainly on social media and Instagram and stuff. So I was thinking like we could just chat really quickly about trolls and Yeah. Okay. Like, yeah. What could we do? How do you guys deal with trolls? What's the funniest comment you've ever got?
Laugh at them because trolls are bored. Trolls have nothing better to do than to. But you know, yeah, like, we've had this conversation a lot of
times.
Yeah. Most of the time, the trolls are actually the fans.
They're fans, actually.
They're fans who just feel some type of way because we've had a couple people jump in our inbox, or like message or comment on the video with pure negativity, and you message them. And they're like, oh no, I'm just joking. No, I'm actually a fan. And
yeah, literally. If you go on my Instagram now, you see, like, literally before I came here, I got someone sent me, like, oh, your videos are crap. And then I was like, oh yeah, okay, cool, what's up? So, oh, I'm actually a massive fan of your videos and stuff. I think the worst comment I've got was, I'd rather have cancer than watch your videos.
Oh, wow. Well,
I say good luck with that, then. You don't have to watch my videos.
That's very nice. Yeah, I have a lot of people like, yeah, like, you're not funny, or women aren't funny.
I can't say, I don't get comments like that, man. People are bored, man.
Yeah, I've been like, yeah, so get some stuff. You're ugly, you're fat. Yeah, people...
Fat you. Wow.
It's crazy. So, I mean, but it must have been a lot. I don't know what exactly was left on Kelly Tran and Daisy Ridley's Instagram, but it was enough that they just deleted the whole thing.
Yeah. Imagine. But I think Instagram, you have to sort of expect, like, there's trolls. Like, people do it. If you can get top comment in the video, they will comment it. Like, it doesn't matter if it's hate or great or whatever. That's what they want, the attention.
That's the thing in it, like, before Instagram and all of that stuff, innit? Yeah, like, the internet as a whole was just a massive troll station. Like, people went on there just to troll. I admit, I used to go on there just to troll.
Confessions of a troll coming out here.
It was bad. It was like where all the trolls congregated and did their trolling and all of that stuff. And then now it's just, we see it now on people's social media and whatnot. So it literally comes with the internet.
It's a culture. So
you just expect. It's literally, people are not even being bad minded, just being bored and trying to entertain themselves.
And they need to get a life.
Yeah, they do.
Get a life. Or try and make your own content and you see how hard it is.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but they never will. They never will. That's the thing. They never will.
Okay, oh my gosh, guys, we're coming into land. It's the end of the show. Thank you so much for joining me. I just want to shout out the top movie that I've seen this week has been Jurassic World. Fallen Kingdom. There we are. They said Final Kingdom. Epic. It was absolutely brilliant. I did not look at my phone once. In fact, I forgot who I was. I was just watching this movie. And I'm a massive, massive Jurassic Park fan anyway. But if you do anything this weekend, like, spend your pennies on that because it is brilliant. Brilliant piece of cinema. I'll be back next week with co-host Alex Hoban. I'm going to leave you guys with something from The Greatest Showman. I'm playing this for Kamal.
Oh, Greatest Showman,
yeah. Yeah, well, I'm a bit of Greatest Showman. He wanted Rewrite the Stars last time he was on here. I didn't play it for him, so I'm going to play it for him now. So shout out, Kamal. Have a great weekend, guys. Oh, press the right button. There we go.
Peace.
It's not a secret I try to hide. I know you want me. So don't keep saying our hands are tied. You claim it's not in the cards, but fate is pulling you miles away and out of reach from me. But you're here in my heart, so who can stop me if I decide that you're my destiny? What if we rewrite the stars? Say you were made to be mine. Nothing could keep us apart. You'd be the one I was meant to find. It's up to you, and it's up to me. No one can say what we get to be. So why don't we rewrite the stars? Maybe the world could be ours tonight. You think I don't want to run to you, but there are mountains and there are doors that we can't walk through.
It's not a secret I tried to hide.